My guest had a depression that lasted well over 20 years. A black cloud was over his head. But now, when he sings, people are supernaturally set free from depression, worry, fear. It's wonderful.
Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Is there life after death? Do angels exist? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Are healing miracles real? Sid Roth has spent over 35 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. Speaking of supernatural, I heard music the other day in my car, and I believe that when you hear this in a little while, that you are going to experience healing, deliverance like you've never heard before. There's something so supernatural about it. Then I found out the artist, I had actually never heard of him, but I had heard of the movie Fireproof, and it was the theme music from Fireproof. And the song While I'm Waiting, you're probably familiar with that song. Well, John Waller writes music that breaks curses and releases blessings. It's so wonderful, it's so supernatural, but I'd like you to experience While I'm Waiting. The song While I'm Waiting, it was from the number one independent movie called Fireproof. Many of you have seen that movie. And the song While I'm Waiting, it's really amazing. It's got a totally different meaning to John Waller. But John, it's hard to believe, but you got really upset over a girlfriend. You're just, what, 12 years of age?
12 years old.
And you get upset. You get so upset that your mother takes you to a doctor. Why?
Well, you know, there's history of depression in my family. My grandmother always suffered from depression. My mother, you know, all my life, mother suffered from that. And so when she saw me get upset about, you know, losing this first girlfriend that lasted 3 weeks long, she just turned to my dad and she said, I can tell he's got it. He's got it. She just thought, you know, hey, you know, he's showing signs of depression.
So they take you to a doctor.
Take me to a doctor. He spends about 30 or 40 minutes with me and interviews me, a 12-year-old kid, and within half an hour, he diagnoses me as, back then, we called it manic depression. It's called bipolar disorder today.
And so you, as a young kid, you were on medicine? What was your life like?
Well, that day, he wrote me a prescription, and for the next 20 years of my life, I was on every kind of medication that pharmaceutical companies put out, trying just to try to get it under control.
Did you ever believe that you would be free?
You know, for most of that 20 years, I did not believe it. I just had learned to accept it. In fact, you know, that it's become such a way of the world that, you know, so many people suffer from depression. And so I just figured it was something I was going to have to live with, a crutch, something God would use in my life as a testimony.
But, you know, what you have described is a classic definition of a curse.
Absolutely.
I believe when his mother said he's got it, that's when that happened. And for 20 years, he went through this suffering of depression, not feeling or even believing that he'd ever be free. At age 23, John got married, but you still suffered with depression.
My poor wife, you know, she put up with so much, you know, me sleeping all the time, me going up and down, you know, when I would be on a manic high, you know, she never knew what I was going to go out and buy. You know, when I was on a low, she never knew when I was going to come out of it. But the Lord knew what he was doing when he gave me my sweet wife, Josie, because she endured that for so many years of our marriage.
And then things even got worse. You had a record deal. You finally got it.
Well, almost. I came close. The record deal was, to me, the pinnacle of success. If I could just achieve that, then I would, you know, maybe I'd be happy then. And so almost got it. But then at the last minute, it all fell apart. And that's when I went to my very lowest point in my life.
Let's go to a clip by his wife and find out exactly what he was like.
Well, when John and I got married, with his depression, he was on four different types of medication, and the emotional roller coaster was, he was up and down all the time. He slept all the time. He took care of our two children because I went to school full time and was working as well, and I would come home and, you know, the kids weren't fed, the diapers weren't changed. It was just like he was a zombie almost walking around. You know, he couldn't focus on anything. It was very difficult and unpeaceful in our home.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
For he himself is our peace,
who has made both Jew
and Gentile into one,
and broke down the barrier of the dividing wall.
His purpose was to create in himself.
To create in himself.
His purpose was to create one new man.
One new man.
One new man.
Один новый человек.
Адам хадаш эхад.
One new man.
Sid Roth has found the key to worldwide revival. This is God's time to reach the Jewish people with his love. Messiah Jesus has torn down the wall dividing Jew and Gentile. The two together form one new man to reach the world. God's method to reach the Jewish people is through signs and wonders. This is why our website, sidroth.org, is jam-packed with tools to equip you to move in signs and wonders, understand Israel and the Jewish roots of the church. Log on to sidroth.org today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here with John Waller. And John, when you were going through this, you were in the darkest pit of your life. The record deal didn't work out. This was going to make you happy. This was what was going to get rid of your depression. And a couple comes into your life. What happened?
Well, at my lowest point, you know, I was at the bottom. I really was. And I was angry with God. I was disillusioned over losing this dream. But my sister, one of my younger sisters, asked if she could bring a couple over to my home to minister to me. And I said, sure, I was open to anything. And they came over to my house and started just prophesying over my life. You know, I was at my lowest point. I just lost a dream, you know, and they're looking at me and saying, the Lord's about to promote you. And I'm thinking, the Lord's going to promote me? What are you talking about? He started, just speaking into my life about what the Lord was about to do in my life and that he was going to use me to set the captive free. But here I was, a man who was not free. How could the Lord use me to set the captive free if I'm in such bondage? And so, but they offered to pray for me, and they prayed for me in a way that I had never been prayed for before. They pulled out some oil, and they anointed my head with oil, and they prayed for me, and I felt the presence of the Holy Spirit come upon me in a way that was so tangible, and I felt the heat in my body. I felt the presence of God come over me, and I knew when they said amen, when it was done, something supernatural had occurred. I didn't know what. I just knew something had broken in the spirit realm off of me.
And then you moved to Colorado. And you didn't tell your wife that you cut down on your medication for depression. Why didn't you tell your wife?
Well, we moved to Colorado. My wife had been a teacher all these years, and we had great benefits. We moved to Colorado. I became a worship pastor. She didn't have a job. We didn't have insurance. So I was taking four different kind of medications, and medication's expensive. If I was to pay for it out of pocket, it would be hundreds of dollars a month. So when I knew God had done something in my life, and I knew something had changed, so I took less and less medication, and then all of a sudden the medication was gone, but I didn't tell her it was gone because I knew that might upset her or
sure.
scare her. But then
she knew what you were like without medication.
She knew that I could go without medication in the bad days. For two or three days, if I missed two or three days, I could really spin out of control. And so I had gone for like 2 to 3 months before I told her that I was not taking medication anymore.
And let's go to a clip and find out what she thought about that.
I remember he came to me in the kitchen and told me that it had been a while since he had taken any medication. And I was like, I had no clue. And I was just floored. I started to think back over the last few months and just, the changes that I had seen in him. I was like, well, I thought maybe it was just the medication and the change because we had just moved to Colorado, new environment. And then I began to see him really just dive into God's Word and learn to study his true identity in Christ and study blessing. And he became a student of the Word and began to speak and declare it over my children and I. And our family changed. There was so much more peace in our home. I know that he began writing songs from a newfound place of peace and freedom in Christ Jesus.
John, you became a free man. It's so wonderful to be free. And what I love is that when you sing, other people get free. Tell me about, because you then started writing songs after you, but you took about a year sabbatical where you just studied the Word and started saying God's Word wherever you went. Did that make a difference to you?
Absolutely. I would take the Word of God, I would put it on a note card, and I would memorize it, and I would just speak it out loud. I would pray it out loud constantly because, the Bible says that life and death are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it eat its fruit. If simple words like, he's got it, and a doctor saying, yes, he's got depression and diagnosing me, if those words can bring so much pain and death into my life, then how much more the Word of God can bring life to those who declare it and believe it and speak it. And so I write songs that just declare the Word of God and speak it over people.
Well, when I heard the song, Our God Reigns, that's what got me so excited about having you on this show. But tell me a little bit about the history of that song.
Well, I was on a mission trip to Wales, and we visited a town called Aberfan. And back in the 60s, there was a tragedy. It was a coal mining town. And so they had a huge landslide that they didn't see coming, but it wiped out this elementary school, killed all these children, and it just broke my heart to hear the story. But someone made the comment about the town, that there's a darkness that hovers over this town, and that to this day, the spirit of death reigns over this town, and that there's multiple suicides every year. And so that didn't sit right with me, and so I began to write a song that would come against spirits, like the spirit of death, the spirit of fear, the spirit of
depression. I'll tell you what, if you go to the music set right now, I prophesy to you that as he sings this song, you are going to be healed. Depression is going to go. There's such a strong anointing. John Waller, Our God Reigns.
Spirit of death, you have no place here. I command you to leave in Yeshua's name. Spirit of fear, you have no place here. I command you to leave in Jesus' name. You're not welcome here. So go. Spirit of doubt, you have no place here. I command you to live in Yeshua's name. Envy and jealousy, you have no place here. I command you to live in Jesus' name. And go back from whence you came.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
Lord, bless us and keep us. Make your face.
This is the music that will bring an impartation of God's supernatural blessings to you.
And give us peace.
If you're discouraged, I pray this music will come alongside of you and lift you up. Lift you out of darkness and set you free.
Call now and get 3 audio CD worship albums by John Waller. As For Me and My House, While I'm Waiting, plus the Fireproof film soundtrack. 35 songs for a donation of $30. Shipping and handling is included.
As for me.
Tens of thousands worldwide have been powerfully touched and healed through this anointed praise and worship music.
My prayer is that my music would bring healing to people's lives, emotional healing, physical healing, spiritual healing.
Get ready to receive your healing. Don't miss out on getting 3 audio CD worship albums by John Waller. As For Me and My House, While I'm Waiting, plus the Fireproof film soundtrack. 35 songs for a donation of $30. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9107. Call or send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia 31521. Please specify offer number 9107 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here with John Waller. And John is now a free man. And he's a worship leader in a church in Colorado. And he's really writing brand new music, music that people have never heard before. And it's got to do with blessings and breaking curses. And so his pastor says one day, this music is too good just for our church. It's got to get out. And so they take up an offering. John, what was it, $40,000? And you produce a record. And then there's a waiting period. Tell me about that.
Well, we had done the record. God was so, he was in it. And it was effortless, you know. And God's in something that can be just so easy, you know, and no striving. But after we finished it, we sent it out to some people that we knew could help us get it around the world. And for about 6 months, we heard absolutely nothing. And that was in the pain of my waiting. That a friend of mine encouraged me to keep being faithful where I am with what I have and what I know to do. And that's when I wrote the song, While I'm Waiting.
And then how did that song become the main song for Fireproof, the movie?
Well, you know, after I wrote this, I wrote the song in 10 minutes time.
10 minutes?
10 minutes. Because I had lived it for 17 years. It was so natural to write it. But then after I wrote the song, a month later, I got a call to fly to Nashville, got signed to a record deal, did my first album, and then I was having a hard time getting played on the radio. You know, and a lot of times in Christian music, radio is the biggest, you know, format to get music out there. But I was having a hard time getting played. And so all of a sudden, I get a call that there's a movie being, that just was made called Fireproof, and that my song was perfect for the movie, and thank you for letting us use it. But no one told me what the song was. I just got a message on my voicemail, and I find out it's While I'm Waiting, one of the songs at the end of the album. No one ever even commented on this song, but yet now it's going to be in a movie.
And today, John has studied the ancient Jewish blessings. Why is this so important to be released in music?
Well, it is the blessing that breaks the power of the curse. If life and death is in the power of the tongue, then and how much more when we speak the blessing over someone, when will they receive life? If we can take life away by speaking a curse over someone, how much more can we give them life?
Now, you're going to hear a song called Bless Us and Keep Us. You say so many miracles happen when people receive this blessing on them. Give me an example of one.
Well, first of all, wherever I go, it's so rare that anyone, that men have ever been blessed in their lives by their fathers. I mean, it's rare. And yet, the Jewish fathers are still doing this today. And so I've really studied this. And so I was blessing some men one time at a marriage retreat. And I sang this blessing, Bless Us and Keep Us. And it was basically, over the men, it was the blessing of Ephraim and Manasseh. May the Lord make you like Ephraim and Manasseh, forgetting the troubles of your past, having a fruitful future. And this man came up to me and said, when you sang that over me, God delivered me from an addiction to pornography. Now, he came up to me months and months later. Now, he'd been free for a while. And he said that he saw a vision of God taking an eraser and erasing all these images that had been plastered in his mind and set him free.
And people get set free from depression when they're blessed.
That's right.
I mean, because the blessing overtakes that curse. It can't stand. Would you go to the music set right now? And I want you to hear him sing, Bless Us and Keep Us. But before he does that, I'm going to bless you the way God instructed Moses to bless the Jewish people. He said, I'm going to put my blessing in the Jewish people. I'm going to put my name in the Jewish people. The Lord will bless you. The Lord will keep you. The Lord will cause his countenance to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord will grant you his shalom. That's his completeness in your spirit, in your soul, and in your body. In the name of the Sar Shalom, the Prince of Peace, Yeshua HaMashiach Tzidkenu. Jesus the Messiah, our righteousness. And now I want you, something about music that supernaturally causes the word to go inside of you. Something about these ancient biblical blessings. I believe that as you hear John Waller sing, Bless Us and Keep Us, that you're going to receive an impartation of the name of God. Let's go to that now.
Lord, bless us and keep us. Make your face to shine upon us. Raise your countenance on us and give us peace. Lord, bless us and keep us. Make your face to shine upon us. Raise your countenance on us and give us peace. Shalom, peace. For our sons, Lord, make our sons like Ephraim and Manasseh, forgetting the troubles of their past and having a fruitful future. Lord, make our sons like Ephraim and Manasseh, forgetting the troubles of their past and having a fruitful future. Our daughters like Sarah and Rebecca, like Rachel and like Leah, who built the house of Israel. Lord, make our daughters like Sarah and Rebecca, like Rachel and like Leah, who built the house of
This is the music that will bring an impartation of God's supernatural blessings to you.
And give us peace.
If you're discouraged, I pray this music will come alongside of you and lift you up. Lift you out of darkness and set you free.
Call now and get 3 audio CD worship albums by John Waller, As For Me and My House, While I'm Waiting, plus the Fireproof film soundtrack. 35 songs for a donation of $30. Shipping and handling is included.
As for me.
Tens of thousands worldwide have been powerfully touched and healed through this anointed praise and worship music.
My prayer is that my music would bring healing to people's lives, emotional healing, physical healing, spiritual healing.
Get ready to receive your healing. Don't miss out on getting 3 audio CD worship albums by John Waller, As For Me and My House, While I'm Waiting, plus the Fireproof film soundtrack. 35 songs for a donation of $30. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9107. Call or send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia 31521. Please specify offer number 9107 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural. My guest has uncovered the 7 supernatural prayers that will remove all legal access by demons.